You're listening to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show
with Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley.
Girls on the Big Blue Couch.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show. Today we are talking about three ways to show your husband respect. And this is actually a topic that Rachel is going to hit up. So share with us, Rachel, why is showing respect important and why is it different than showing love?
It is different than showing love. And I think one of the biggest questions or first questions I often get from women who are coming in for either marriage coaching or part of something with Celebrate Your Man is, isn't loving my spouse the same thing as respecting my spouse? And that's exactly what I thought about 6 years ago, that it was the same. If I was being loving towards my spouse, towards my husband, I was respecting him. Same thing. Mm-hmm. But I read this book. I read this book.
I did not write this book. We yes. don't condone that.
No. I read this book called Love and Respect by Dr. Emerson Eagerix, and that completely changed my mindset about the fact that love and respect are actually different, and showing respect to your husband is actually how he feels loved. And it's very different for women to very difficult. I'm having a heck of a time today. What is with my tongue?
I think you just haven't had enough coffee.
I haven't. I've only had a half a cup.
Oh my.
This is my brain not on
this
coffee.
This is your brain not on coffee. It's okay. People are still there. You know
Keep
what?
We
are
people. Real. It's going to be good.
Some days we have problems with our words. So, okay, showing respect is how you show love to a man.
Yes. Yes. And for most women, feeling loved is how they, it's their greatest need is to feel loved by their husband. But for a man, feeling respected is his greatest need from his wife. And, you know, we're just created really differently. We're created to love differently. We're created to receive love differently. And we really run into problems when we assume that the way that we're loving our spouse is what they actually need. Because oftentimes when it comes to couples, you will love your spouse in the way you want to be loved. And that's not necessarily the same way your spouse
needs you to love. The love languages.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You will give the kind of love that you want to receive. And sometimes right. that is not the same kind of love that your spouse actually needs. But and so it takes some work and it takes some time to actually discover whether or not you're loving your spouse or respecting your spouse the way that they need you to and not just in the way that you naturally do. Mm-hmm. So
what are some ways that you can show respect to your husband?
Well, one of the things I talk about probably more than anything in Celebrate Your Man is the words that come out of our mouth and the body language that we use when we're talking to our spouses. Because honestly, when it comes right down to it, most women are very disrespectful in how they talk and the body language that they use with their husbands. And most of us don't even realize it.
I think, you know, there are so many little meme pins on and meme like M-E-M-E
right. yep.
pins on Pinterest that talk about how they're a perfect example of this of how a woman disrespects her husband, but we think that they're funny.
Yeah, oftentimes we think it's funny and it's not.
The damage that they create.
Right. We also have this really strange mindset that respect is not earned. Respect is earned. It's not given. Mm-hmm. And as women, we feel like love should never be earned. Like we should always have his love. We should never have to earn it. But we don't respect unless he earns it. It's really hard for us to respect him without feeling like he doesn't deserve it. Mm-hmm. And so that's always a big hurdle for women, is that respect is not earned, it is given. And it's especially true in a marriage. It might not be true in every situation, but when you're married to somebody, love and respect are interchangeable as far as the fact that they are not earned. They're a choice and they're given freely. Mm-hmm. And so that's a big thing. And your feelings are going to follow your actions on this. You can't usually on this one. Mm-hmm. It's hard to change your mindset about this first. You can make the choice that you're going to respect regardless, but the actions and the mindset go hand in hand on this. And so we want to give you a couple of ways to actually show respect to your husband in the way that you talk to him. And the first one is tell him verbally or in writing that you value his work.
That's a good one. I never used to do that with Nate. And a couple years ago when we started fixing some of the issues that we had in our marriage, mm-hmm. That's one of the first things he started doing is making sure to send me text messages and be encouraging to me.
Right.
And so, obviously, I reciprocated that. Because that's what happens mm-hmm. when you start to
yep.
do that.
When one spouse does it, the other one usually will yep. reciprocate.
And so there are times where I will send him a text message when he's at work and say, thank you so much for sacrificing being home every single day so that you can provide better for our family and right. for... and so that we get more time together when you are home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, thank you for doing that. Thank you for being a hard worker. Thank you for encouraging me.
Right.
And that has made such a world of difference in our marriage.
Mm-hmm. It was one of the first things I actually started doing with Brandon, too. But for him, I remember, I think I actually did him as a father.
Mm-hmm. Probably and a little thanking easier him.
It was easier for me at the time to do that just from where we were in our marriage. He was always an amazing father. Mm-hmm. And so that was something for me that was easier for me to wrap my brain around the whole respect is not earned thing. And so for me, I took fatherhood and I told him verbally or in writing. For me, it was easier to write it, which is why I include that. So it could be a text message, could be a quick note, like, thank you for being an amazing dad that you are. Thank you for taking the kids so that I could take a nap. Thank you for whatever. Mm-hmm. We don't say thank you right. enough. And that's yeah. really that first tip is start thanking him for something that mm-hmm. he does that you couldn't do on your own.
Use your words to build up, yes. not tear down.
Absolutely. So the second one kind of ties into the first one. Mm-hmm. I call it a second tip because it's really not the same thing. But the second tip is to honor his job. And so this is kind of not so much what you're telling him about his job, but kind of how you feel about it and what you're saying to other people about it. So don't criticize how much money he makes or doesn't make. Don't criticize how long he's in the office or how often he's outside of the home. And that's, you can be saying those things to him, but oftentimes when we think about it, those are the things you're saying to your girlfriends or to mm-hmm. your mother or to whoever who you want to lament with about the like unfairness of your situation. And that is a very disrespectful habit to get into, is dishonoring his job.
And it probably comes across more when he comes home as mm-hmm. being all huffy and rolling your eyes like, oh, you're home now.
Right.
You know, like I used to do that a lot when we were first married because Nate got a job as a sales manager at Lowe's mm-hmm. when it first came to Fargo. And he would be, he's always such an optimist. He thinks that things are going to be, they're going to take less time than they do sometimes. And mm-hmm. so it took me a while to figure that out about him, that he's so optimistic that I just now know, okay, well, I'm just going to leave a little bit more time just in case because mm-hmm. things happen. But initially in our marriage, that was hard because he would come home an hour later than he had planned.
Right.
And I would be all huffy and I would just be like, well, here's your cold food.
Right.
I mean, it's not like I would say, actually, I probably did say something and complain about it. But then I would also drive the wedge a little harder
right.
and be like, you know, right. eat your cold food alone.
Right, exactly.
You know, those are not good things to do.
No, it's not. I had a really bad habit of doing that with Brandon because the schedule that he has brings him away from home a lot of times mm-hmm. and it gets lonely and you're like, I didn't want a single parent. This is not what I signed up for. And so I have to be very careful. Even to this day, I teach this to other women, but I have to watch it because when he first comes home, I'm like, I have this habit of just dumping everything on him. I'm like, I'm getting the heck out of here. It's been 14 days and I've been the only adult in this house and I'm out. Like, here's all the responsibility. You've been home for an hour, figure it out, and I'm out. And so I've had to work really hard not to do that anymore. And that's part of that. That's part of it being like, you've sacrificed or I've sacrificed all of this. And so now it's your turn. And so it's not fair. And so you have to pick up the slack. And it is so disrespectful. Yeah. It is so, so bad. And it's probably in there because you and I have had...
Probably.
You and I have to work through this
yeah.
with them.
Well, we have to work. We have to make sure that we are applying everything that we teach.
Right, exactly.
No matter what it is. So, okay, what is the third tip that you have today?
Okay, so this third tip is when there is conflict happening and you disagree with your spouse about something, try to control some of your tone of voice during that. And there is a quote that actually goes back to the book I referenced earlier, Love and Respect. And Dr. Emerson says, you can be right, but wrong at the top of your voice. And I got into this habit a lot with Brandon because I felt like the louder I talked or the more passionate I was about it, he would get it quicker. Like,
yeah, that never worked.
No, if I acted like a frantic, crazy woman, then it meant it was like really important to me. And it probably was, but the second I turned into a crazy person, he shut down. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't listening to a thing I said because I was like nuts. Mm-hmm. And so that's a quote I've always gone back to. You can be right, but wrong at the top of your voice. And learn how to have conflict with respect. Instead of like tearing each other apart with your words, calm down a little bit. Maybe mm-hmm. you need to take some time away. Maybe you need to just breathe and count to 10 before you say anything that you're going to regret. Because it's very disrespectful when you don't give yourself the time to actually calm down mm-hmm. and get some control over your emotions before you say things that, yes, they probably need to be said, but they don't need to be attacking
right.
each other.
So as we're finishing up today's episode, are there any other thoughts that you would like to end with today?
Well, I think one of the things that I would like to probably just end with is that we often have this misconception that men do not need words of affirmation. They don't need to be built up. They're like naturally strong and they don't deal with discouragement. They don't deal with all these things that as women, we feel like we are the only ones that do. And that is a stereotype and it is wrong because every man needs to yes. be built up by his wife or the woman in his life that is important to him. If they're going to be amazing husbands and fathers and sons and businessmen and everything that God has called them to do, they're going to need a woman behind mm-hmm. him, encouraging him and helping him take those steps forward and believing in him because they really do. They don't believe in themselves as often as we think they do. Like they struggle.
They struggle with negative thoughts mm-hmm. just as much as we do.
Yep.
They just don't talk about it.
Right. Right. Exactly. And so that's one of the things that I would love for any woman listening to this to really embrace is mm-hmm. how often your husband actually really does need you to be encouraging and to use words that are respectful and loving instead of tearing him down when we're not even paying attention mm-hmm. or realizing it.
I love here how you also say your man feels loved when he feels respected by you. And you can tell him over and over again how much you love him. But if he feels disrespected in your actions, your tone of voice, your criticism, and your nagging, he will never feel loved by you.
It's so true. Mm-hmm. It's so true. And we have so many women who are like, well, I tell him I love him all the time. And that was one of the first like aha moments I ever had with Brandon was like, yeah, I know that you love me, but I'm not exactly sure that you like me or that you want me around yeah. because everything I said or the way that I said it or the words that I used screamed, I don't like you and I don't want you around. I can mm-hmm. tell you I love you to the end of the age, and I would still act very disrespectful. And that was a huge eye opener for me that if doesn't matter the words that I'm saying mm-hmm. or what's coming out of my mouth, if I'm not backing that up with my actions, they're not going to believe it.
Absolutely. So bottom line, use your words to build him up.
Yes.
Instead of tearing him down.
Yeah, that's how you're going to respect your husband.
I love it. This is a topic that we probably could revisit time and time
oh, yeah.
again in like future.
That's because we have to remind ourselves all the time.
We do. Yep. It's so important. Like, it's just so important to be able to apply this. Mm-hmm. So we want to thank each and every one of you for listening today. And it really is our honor to help you every week to overcome the obstacles in your life, whether it's with relationships such as your marriage or your friendships or any obstacle that you're facing, really. And we want to invite you to check out our website for all of the great free resources that you can grab there. There's an actual button that says free resources and you can grab some of that. There's actually a 7-day prayers for your husband resource mm-hmm. that would be great to download if you don't have it already. And then also make sure to check out our upcoming coaching programs and events and join our community of overcomers on Facebook. And we are there every single day giving you encouragement. Sometimes we have some impromptu questions and you get to talk to us live from time to time. So come on over to Facebook. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us with our Twitter name at The Big Blue Couch. And we want to thank you for listening today. We look forward to chatting with you again next week on The Big Blue Couch, where life happens.